get through this.
Thank you, Ted.
I think we've changed. I should say we, because I didn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Not your fault.
I would have stuck with the script. God has changed several directions this morning. I'm sure he'll let me know when I need to know. If you would, turn with me your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. And that's the same chapter that we were last week, one of them, chapter 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just read a few verses. We're going to pick up kind of where we left off last week. Look at chapter 4 of Hebrews, that 14th verse. It reads thusly. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Thank you, Father.
As a topic this morning, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of last week and start the same way. If God is for us, but then we're going to complete the sentence by saying, if God is for us, then we have a friend closer than a brother. So if God is for us, then we have a friend that's closer than a brother. You know, when I was sitting there, in fact, all morning, I've been just hearing the words of a song that, even when Monica was playing, I'm not sure what she was playing, but I know what I was hearing. And it just kept right on fitting. I said, well, that must be what she's playing. But it's the song that actually a friend of mine wrote and sung, is George Wall. He says, God has always stood by my side. He has always been my guide. Whatever I need, I just pray. Because I know the Lord will make a way. He's always stood by my side. He goes on another verse, he says, through many heartaches and pain, through the storm and through the rain.
Jesus.
Sometimes I was too weak to carry on, but he gave me strength, and he made me strong.
Ooh.
He has always stood by my side.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And that's where we're at this morning. Well, the word says so, seeing then that we have a high priest,
yes,
that is passed into the heaven, that is Jesus Christ. So let us hold fast our profession. So what he's trying to tell us this morning, that no matter what it looks like, it's not what it seems. It's You might not be able to see your way through. You might be visualizing something that you don't know how you're going to get out of, but it's not what it seems. God's got it all in control. God already knows. Somebody said that this morning, that he already knows how it's going to turn out.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
If you could just hold on to God and changing hands and hold fast your profession.
Yes, sir.
When you run around telling your friends what God can do and that God has all power, hold on to your profession. Don't just throw it out there and try to encourage somebody else. You need to encourage yourself sometime. That get in a room sometime all by yourself and say the same thing, but make it where you can hear it yourself, where you can hear it coming to you that God can do anything, that
yes.
He can
yes,
bring sir. Me through whatever I'm in.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Father.
I got off to a fast start.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me slow down. Hallelujah. See, last week, where we were, we looked at those old Israelites.
Do we have something today?
Yeah, we like to talk about it. It makes for good subject matter. But we talked about how the Israelites failed and where they failed. And where they failed was in their belief system. They missed some things because of unbelief. See, you have to understand unbelief. It's tricky. See, you can be thinking that you believe. Until you run into the right situation of the right circumstances, and then you realize that my belief is not as strong as I thought it was.
Yes.
Somebody asking me to do something, I'm not sure I can do it. So the Israelites failed, and last week it gave a warning for us. It says, now, don't you lose your faith. Don't you let your faith get weak, or you might end up like the Israelites. You might end up failing on this journey. See, they missed that promise of rest.
Yes,
that word sounds so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can look at some faces, and some of the faces feel exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not just talking about physical rest. We talk about that too, but not just talking about physical rest, but when you're going through some things, and somebody said that this morning, that, you know, you don't know what I go through.
Yes, sir.
Just like I don't know what you go through.
That's right.
But we all go through some stuff, and just because it don't seem like much to you,
yes,
it might be overwhelming me.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But when you can't find rest in the middle of all your mess.
Because
we all got some stuff with us, and when your stuff starts to overwhelm you and you just can't find rest in the middle of it. And if you're not careful, you'll miss that rest that God promises us.
Yes.
He said, all you got to do is believe.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let us not make the same mistakes that the Israelites made in. But let us understand the promise of God, that God promised us rest.
Yes.
So let us not miss this rest. Let us receive this rest. Have you ever tried to help somebody? It might be somebody close to me. You try to help them, and no matter what you say or what you do, you just can't get through to them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about this. Mm-hmm. It's a block. They can't see that you're trying to help. So you got this block that you can't get through to help somebody. I think that's the way God is with us sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He said, the more I treasure, they keep getting in my way. I keep trying to help them. I keep trying to show them what they need to do and how they need to do it, but they keep blocking me. They won't let me get through.
All right, then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep getting in my way. Sometimes it's hard to help some people. Isn't it?
Amen.
Like them old Israelites.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad God gave us the Israelites.
Yeah.
Because then we would have nobody to be picking on all the time. But right now, every time something not going wrong, we got to do some old
look at them.
Israelites. Yeah. Look at them Israelites.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't get it right. Unless we look at Hebrew 4:10 said, for he that entereth into his rest, talking about God's rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. It went on to say, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And I gave you a few things last week that I want to reiterate. So how we find this rest. The first thing I told you last week was to get over yourself.
Yes,
sir. See, we get in God's way a lot.
We're
trying to help him and show him how to do things and give him a milestone chart. Map it out for him, so because you can't do this one before you do this one. You know what I'm talking about, Gerald?
Mm-hmm.
I had to show him how to do it because he might miss something. But. So we first of all get over ourselves, and then we need to never ever give up. That's what we said last week, but I just want to add to that. You know, perhaps we ought to define faith and give it a definition, something like never losing hope in what God can do. See, if we can assign it that definition, then see, we can understand that when I talk about never ever giving up, it just means that I need to maintain hope. Jesse Jackson used to say, keep hope alive.
Yes, mm-hmm.
So if we can just maintain hope and never ever give up. And then the third thing we need to do is to be obedient.
Yes, sir.
When the Spirit guides you, when the Spirit directs you, and if you're listening, God will direct. He'll tell you what to do and when to do it if you would just listen and be obedient. So we don't want to miss this rest. So today what we want to do is we want to dig just a little bit deeper into this promised rest, this rest that God has promised us. You see, when you talk about rest that the author of Hebrews 11, Hebrews 4 is talking about it. This rest suggests a rest that is spiritual and a rest that's eternal. See, it's something different about this rest. If you look at this rest in depth, it has three main meanings. See, one of them talks about our heavenly rest. That talks about our future hope and reward. Is that, you know, it's a lot of songs that by and by, and how it's going to be then, and when I get to heaven, put on my long white robe, and I'm going to dance all over God's heaven, and I know it's going to be rest there. That's future hope and reward. And then he talks about this Sabbath day rest. It's the rest that God rested on the seventh day after he created the world and saw that it was good. And on that seventh day, he said, let me rest from my labors. And so it's like a physical rest where we can, because we've been working hard and doing things, now we can actually get some physical rest where we can sit down and kick our feet up and not do anything. So many people get that luxury now. Always got something to do. But then what we want to focus on is that third kind of rest this morning. He wants us to know and have as believers a glimpse of rest as his spirit dwells in us. And he wants us to have a relationship with him that we can just trust him fully. You ever had a good friend or a great friend that you could go to? Some people who got real good friends that when you want to talk to somebody, that somebody who will listen to you, somebody that can understand, and they might not have anything to give you but a listening ear and compassion to just let you know that they know you are going through something and that right now what you need is a friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Just listen to me. I'm not asking for you to agree with me. I just want you to listen to me and just know that something is going on inside of me and I need somebody to hold my hand, to perhaps to hug me.
Yes.
It's that kind of rest that God wants to give us. He said, what a friend you have in Jesus.
Yes, that is true.
He said, I want you just to know that when whatever it is you're going through, when you don't know which way to go, and you don't know anybody that you can go to, go in your secret closet and call on Jesus. You can be alone in your car, but call on Jesus. Then I just need somebody to be with me. I just need somebody to hear my cry. I just need somebody to empathize and sympathize with me.
Yes, sir.
We want to have such a relationship so we can trust him, so that we can be content in him. And not in the by and by, but in the now. And now I need somebody to be with me as I go through this life's journey. The kind of rest that gives me the confidence that I can do all things.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Say nothing can stop me or nothing can hold me down. Now, don't get me wrong, it might trip me up and it might knock me down, but it can't keep me down. I will get back up because I got a God that's got all power in his hand.
Yes, thank you, God.
You ever thought that perhaps we're not getting all that God has in store for us? That's individually, and that's as a church. We sometimes don't get all that God has in store for us. And what we want to look at is, if we're not getting all that God has, why not? Mm-hmm. Some of you may remember last anniversary, we were talking about a season of sensing the power of God and how you access that power. Mm-hmm. And I had an article there that I had read from Joyce Myers. I just want to read it, then I'm going to go on. But she asked the question in it, are you settling for less in your life? Mm-hmm. Are you living a mediocre life of compromise? Or are you doing your best to live the life that God has planned for you? You have a power to choose how you live. For instance, you can be lazy and passive and still make it to heaven. But you just miss out on the fulfilling life that you could have here on earth. Or you can refuse to settle for less than God's best and do your part to live the way he wants you to live. The question is, what do you want while you're here? Mm-hmm. While you're on this journey? Mm-hmm. You have asked yourself, am I doing all that God calls me to do?
All right.
And if not, how can I do more? Mm-hmm. So here's the lesson this morning. Let us not fail to take advantage of what God has made available to us. The word says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. It says, seeing then. That makes it make sense to you, that seeing then. He said, you know what God can do. He's left you many examples in the Bible. He's even showed them to you in life. So seeing then that we have this high priest. They call this high priest. They said he was great. I don't think there's no other priest in the Bible that they call great. But we have a high priest that's great. A high priest that has passed through the heavens. A high priest that's the Son of God. So all we need to do is hold fast to our confession, that knowing that we have a high priest and how unique and glorious that he is. It's great to know that he's passed through the heavens. It's even greater to know that he has ascended into heaven and now ministers there on our behalf. He's an advocate for us. He's there right now pleading. When I'm going through something, he's there pleading and saying, Dwayne don't know which way to go now. He's having trouble, but Lord, you need to help him out. I got somebody there, an advocate for me. So when I'm burdened down, why am I going to carry the heavy burden when I can just roll it over to the Lord? I don't have to carry it. I just roll it over to the Lord. I got a high priest in heaven looking out for my interests.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't I take advantage of it?
Yes.
And hold fast to our confession.
Yes.
Then he goes on, and He says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows how it feels.
Yes, yes, sir, Lord.
To be alone. He knows how it feels when you got a loved one sick and going through something. He knows how it feels when you lose a job and don't know where you're going to turn. He knows how it all feels because he's gone through it all just like you have.
Yes, sir.
What a friend we have in Jesus. You know, you ever tried to talk to someone and they were clueless, they had no idea what you were talking about, and you're trying to share your feelings with them, but they're off in the ozone somewhere?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
But you reverse that and you find someone who can feel what you feel because they've gone through some of the same things, some similar to you. So when you talk to them, you can feel that they feel you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. What a friend we have. And Jesus knows all about me, knows me better than I know myself.
Yes, he does. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
15 verse goes on to say, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's good. Okay.
Here's your secret. Don't get anything else.
All right, yeah.
Here's your secret. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yes, Lord.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Come to this throne of grace. I heard Reverend Mack when she was praying. She's been in my notes again.
Jesus.
Yes.
When she talked about this throne of grace, this grace of the throne of God is a throne of grace. And you see something about this throne of grace. You can obtain mercy.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you get this. See, mercy is not getting what you deserve.
All right, yes.
Now. Make sure you got that, see? Mercy when you don't get what you deserve. But you can find grace that's getting what you don't deserve. Make sure y'all got that. Just think about it a minute. Because if God gave us what we deserve, we wouldn't be here. So aren't you glad that God does not give us what we truly deserve, but instead he gives us what we do not deserve? When you go to God's throne of grace,
yes,
when you're going through something, your loved ones won't act right. No matter what you do, things just can't get right. You just keep going through the same old thing over and over again, and you keep telling people the same thing, and they keep doing the same thing.
All right.
Mercy.
Makes you get old sometimes. But God directs us. He tells us, don't worry. Be happy. When you're going through doing all that you can do, saying all that you can say, he said, then when you get tired, just roll it over on me and renew and go out again and go. You may do the same thing over and over and over again, but God will strengthen you.
That's right.
He will keep giving you strength. When you say, I'm at my last, I can't go any further, I don't know what to do now. If you go to God and roll it over, He will refresh you.
Yes, He will.
If you don't tire out. See, sometimes we tire out. Sometimes we throw up our hands and I'm through with you. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
All right.
But God didn't do that to us.
No, He didn't. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't give up on us. And I don't know about you, but I praise God because he didn't give up on me, because I gave Him everything I could for Him to throw up His hands and say, I'm sick of you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
It's so good.
So when you get tired, just take advantage of what God has made available to you. He said, come to the throne of grace. And I don't care how tired you are, just come here and come expecting, and I will renew you and start you all over again, because I have all power in my hand. Grace. God's throne of grace. Philippians says, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry. Mm-hmm. Don't let things get you down. I didn't say don't think about it, but don't let things overwhelm you. Don't get to the point that you don't know which way to turn. Don't worry about it. Give it to the Lord. That's why He's there. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But in everything, mm-hmm. by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Uh-huh. When you carry it to the Lord, tell Him thanks. Uh-huh. Don't carry it to Him and say, I want you to fix this. And once you fix it, I'll rejoice. But carry it to the Lord with thanksgiving. Thank you for taking it away from me. Mm-hmm. I can praise the Lord when I give it to Him. See, the problem we have too many times, we bring things to the altar and do what? Pick them up before we get out of church. We pick up the same thing that we're supposed to have been leaving with Him. Mm-hmm. Give it to the Lord and let it go. Let your request be known unto God.
Yes, sir.
We have a high priest. What mm-hmm. a friend mm-hmm. we have mm-hmm. in Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Just a verse out of Romans 1 or 2, and I'm going to wrap this up. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things?
Mm-hmm. What?
If God be for us, mm-hmm. who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
All right.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to Him that loved us.
Yes.
For I am persuaded. Can you say that? I think Rob Magdalene says, can you say, I'm persuaded?
I'm persuaded.
I'm persuaded.
I'm persuaded.
I'm holding on to my profession. I know the God that I serve, what He's capable of doing, so I am persuaded. That neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature, nothing that this world can throw at me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm persuaded.
Yes, sir.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, mm-hmm. which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege.
Yes, sir.
To carry everything,
everything
to God in prayer.
Everything.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Yes.
Forfeit means it goes back where it came from.
Yes.
Take it because you didn't use it, so you forfeit it all. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Yes.
Oh, what needless pains we bear.
Needless
pains we bear.
Yes, sir, God.
All because we do not carry. Although he's there and he's passed through the heavens and he's waiting for you to bring him your problems, but we do not carry
everything
yes, to God in prayer.
Yes,
have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble
anywhere?
We should never be discouraged. Never. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Listen. He said, can we find a friend so faithful who with all our sorrows share? You ever had a friend that you go to and you go to them too many times, they say, I'm sick of you.
Yes. That's right.
Keep coming to me with the same old thing.
Yes.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, God.
But he's so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows your every weakness.
Yes, he does.
Know what hurts you. He know what gets you out of sorts. He know all about you.
Yes, yes.
Take it to
the
Lord in prayer. Are you weak and heavy laden? Got anything on it? Got anything on the mind? I know sometimes I feel like I got so much on my mind I don't know what I'm going to do. You get heavy laden. Cumbered with a load of care. If I don't look out for this one and don't look out for that one, then what's going to happen to me? Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there.
Yes.
Precious Lord, still our refuge.
Yes.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. The last I want to say to you. Do your friends despise and forsake you?
Take
it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms,
yes, sir.
He'll take and shield you. He'll cover you up from all Satan's darts. When you go to the Lord, you'll find a solace there.
Yes,
you'll find a rest. You'll find a peace that this world can't give. And this world can't take away if you just go to him and nowhere else to go with. When you really feel like you're not gonna make it.
Yes, sir, God. Ah, yes, sir, God.
If you could just go and find a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Find him. When you're going through, find him. When you don't know what to do, find him. You can find a solace there. When he puts his arms around you and pulls you close.
Yes, sir.
just bear with me.
Hallelujah.
Because my mind just flashed back. Then I just thought of my own mother being in it. You ever known how when you're going through something that your mama can put her arms around you, your closest loved one to put their arms around you and pull you close to them sometimes. And when you hold right there, you just feel like everything is all right.
Yes, sir, God.
No matter what it was a minute ago, everything is all right. If I can just stay here forever, but your mama can't stay there forever.
Jesus.
But God can. God can. He said, I'll hold you as long as you want. I'll hold you right here. All you have to do is just stay right here and I'll hold you as long as you want. What a friend we have in Jesus. If God be for us.
Yes, sir, God. Hallelujah.
If God be for us.
Yes, sir, God.
No need to worry. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for always being there. Thank you, Lord, for never changing. Even when I change and go far away from you, that you are still there. You are an unchanging God.
Yes, sir, God.
And all I have to do is repent and return to you. And you will always be there. Thank you, Lord, for your consistency.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for your patience. Thank you, Lord, for your ever presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.